The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
A number of years ago, there's an article that was written by Rabbi Yaakov Feitman, who is a Rav in the Five Towns, a very, very chashuv Rav, a tremendous, tremendous Rav. And Rabbi Feitman wrote over then a famous story that I knew, but he added a bunch more. He wrote this article in one of the newspapers, and he shared something that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik B'Kadosh L'Vracha, shared from the Stipler. And he said that there was an ancient Jewish cemetery in Morocco that was dug up by the authorities because they wanted to make a road. So when they were digging it up, they dug up the grave of the Tashbatz and the Ribosh, who were two very, very late Rishonim, early Achrayim, and they dug them up, and their bodies were found to be 100% fresh. They were perfect. Their bodies were perfect. Now, that was the story. However, Reb Chaim then said over the story that I've known that, but what I didn't know is the next part. Reb Chaim said over a story about a woman who was in her 90s, I think 90 years old or maybe a little older, who had recently been exhumed. She had recently been dug up from a cemetery in the United States, and she had been buried for about 4 or 5 years. She was brought to Eretz Yisrael, and they found that her body was perfectly preserved. And Reb Chaim spoke to the people of the Chevra Kedisha, and they told Reb Chaim the story. What had happened was, apparently, is that many, many, many years earlier, this woman, she and her family, her parents, she and her sister, they traveled to the United States, and the sister died as a child, died very young. And this girl was about 17 years old, and she got a terrible blow to her head, and she was left incommunicative. She was left like in a comatose state, paralyzed comatose state, and unfortunately a vegetative state. She remained in a nursing home in this condition for over 70 years. She died at about the age of 90, and it was not a Jewish nursing home, so they just put her into a cemetery somewhere. And then somebody heard about a Jewish guy, a Yid heard about this, and he says, how could it be that this girl, this woman, who had nobody looking after her, how is it possible that she should be laying in a non-Jewish cemetery? And he had her body moved to Eretz Yisrael. So Reb Chaim said, how is it possible? When he heard this story, he says, now I understand why her body would be intact. He says, because the Gemara says, rekabat samar's kina, that if a person has kina, then a person, their bones will rot. But this girl, she was incapacitated at such an early, early stage, she must not have had kina. And all of those years that she was laying there, she couldn't possibly have had kina. And therefore, there's no reason for her bones to rot. In other words, a person's bones only rot. Reb Chaim learned this halacha l'maisa. A person's bones only rot if a person is consumed with jealousy. She, unfortunately, was in a very, very negative state, but she was not conformed with jealousy. She was not consumed with it. And therefore, it wasn't a problem for her. That's how Reb Chaim said it. So then, there was somebody there. His name was Reb Eliyahu Mann, and he was very, very close to Reb Chaim. So he asked Reb Chaim, he says, Reb Chaim, Rebbe, the Gemara only says, rekabat samar's kina, that the bones don't rot. But what about the flesh? It seems from the Gemara that the flesh would rot, the bones don't. And here, this woman was 100% whole. There was nothing missing from her at all. So Reb Chaim said, no, you see, behechrech, it must be, the way to learn the Gemara is, that not only does the flesh not rot, but the bones also won't rot. That's how Reb Chaim understood it. In other words, the Gemara doesn't only mean the bones, the Gemara means the flesh. Reb Chaim said another story. This was a story that he had heard. Reb Chaim said another story. Reb Chaim said that the Zayda, Rabbi Levine, because Reb Chaim married Rabbi Yashiv's daughter, Rabbi Yashiv was an Eidim by a tzaddik in our time, Rabbi Levine, and Reb Chaim said that Rabbi Levine used to tell the story of the Kovna Beis HaKvaris. The Kovna Beis HaKvaris as well was dug up, and there were two corpses in the Beis Olam that were found to be pure 100%. One of them was the Heiliger Reb Leibel Kovna. Reb Leibel Kovna was a tzaddik Yisrael Olam, and then there was a soldier, a Jewish soldier. So, Reb Leibel Kovna, nobody had a question how it's possible that his body should stay whole. His Azat Tzadik, of course, his body isn't going to rot. The question is, what about the soldier? What was his chus? Well, the story, said Rabbi Levin, what the soldier was, that he was a soldier who was forced into the army. And he had never allowed himself to put non-kosher food into his mouth. And finally, they decided that they're going to teach him a lesson and they're going to force feed him. And they're going to try to ram it down his throat. He didn't let. He choked, and he died. And he was buried. And Rabbi used to say that this soldier did not allow himself to take something that wasn't his. And when somebody doesn't desire something that's not his, he doesn't have to worry about his bones or his body rotting after his patira, just as the Gemara over here says. It's an interesting thing. I'll tell you a fascinating story. This is a story that's told in my wife's family. I didn't know this person, obviously. She passed away well before I came into the family. But mazakt that she was a tzaddikus mama. She was an incredible tzaddikus. This is a story. She was an amazing woman, a tremendous tzaddikus. There's stories that she had Gilui Eliyahu. I don't know yes or no. There is no question that her husband was a Goyen Olam and she was Moisa Nefesh for him, for his Torah. That is no question. The story that's told in the family is that when they were digging, and remember, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't use, she's an Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't bury somebody in a coffin. So this can happen more often when they were digging and trying to put somebody next to her. So inadvertently, they came a little too close to her. And they found, years after she had been buried, they found that her body was 100% perfect, whole. Nothing had changed. Nobody has a pshat in it. But the way I would understand it, based on this Gemara, and based on what we're hearing over here, again, don't know if I'm right, but this is how I would understand it, is that this was a woman. One of the stories that they tell about her, we say she's a big tzaddikus, one of the stories that they tell about her is that she was a woman who owned a textile store, and it was very, very popular. This is in the days of the British Mandate and other things like that, and in those times. So the Gemara says that, I'm sorry, so the story is told in the family that she would open up her store for a couple hours a day, and as soon as she made enough money to make it through the day, she would close the store. And people would say, yeah, but we want to buy more. She would say, so you have to come back tomorrow. I'm so sorry. We're done for the day. If you need more, go to my competitors. My competitors also need business, and they also have good schayra. And that was her thing. She always tried to push people over to her competitor. She always was moving people in the direction of others. She says, I have what I need. I don't have to take from them. They also need what they have to have. And she would push people there. And I wonder to myself, I don't know. I wonder to myself if this isn't a chelik of why, assuming the two stories are true, I think one, chada materetzes mechaberta, one explains the other.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org